become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all.
That was Mr. Bonner. That was, in fact, Joyce Rosenwald's husband. By the way, Peter Neese did the program with Joyce Rosenwald on Wednesdays, Ron. You familiar with that?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well,
definitely.
She passed away last Tuesday. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yes, I did.
Okay, all right. Man, and I didn't think it was going to hit me as hard as it did. But Mr. Bonner just called right at the top of the hour, and he didn't realize I was right in the middle of a broadcast. At any rate, I'll be talking with him. All right, going back to the phones. Oh, let me mention this. Folks, you know, it isn't like we're in the land of plenty and the streets really are paved with gold. If that was the case, I'd be up out there chipping up bricks right now. But we are in the middle of a stalled pledge drive. Okay? We are, and I will give you the exact figure on this one. Let me turn on my little calcomputer here. And some fast flipping little fingers across this wonderful little thing. Minus the 32, 850 equals, we're $14,150 short on the pledge drive. Now, my wife just sat in here and totaled up the bills for this month, which magically add up to $11,603.13. I've been cutting deals with our advertisers to keep them on board. I've been doing everything humanly possible at the network to keep everything online, keep the programs coming your way. But I think we've done four or five pledge drives since the network started back in 04. And a lot of that took place after 2007. And I'm not going to go into the reasons why. People who have been listening to this network for a while understands exactly what happened to us back in 07. We were almost knocked out of the game. At any rate, folks, we don't do pledge drives because Johnny wants a new car, or we're lavishly spending and building new stuff that we don't need. We make do with what we have, always have, always will. And we knew exactly when we started this pledge drive, we knew what the summer was going to total up to be, and that's an absolute disaster. I mean, unequivocal disaster. Like many things going on in the country today. Yeah. At any rate, I please, folks, call the network at 800-724-2719 to make your pledge. Because without that, and we're no dummies here, you know, we know exactly what the game is. We know how to play the game. We're just short that amount of cash. $14,150.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hey, you folks that had made donations in the past by way of credit card, and you don't like using PayPal, and I can understand that, just call the office at 800-724-2719 and tell us what your monthly donation you'd like to do, whether it's a one-time donation or a monthly donation. If you don't like using PayPal or things like that, this thing that we have on the website, it's called the Chip-In, and that's a little to pay securely by way of PayPal. It's kind of misleading because the RBN Pledge Drive, it says, goes from June 13th to December 31. Well, you can't change any of that. You know, it's kind of confusing to people, but I gave you the amount, folks. We were, 18,000 plus, 18,000 or 14,000, whatever. What did I say, 14,000? Yeah.
14,000, yeah.
Yeah, 14,000 short. And that's on this month. That includes the bills that we have right now, and then we've got the biggie coming around at the end of the month. We have to pay $4,000. To the people that maintain our servers and for the archives and all that other stuff. So, there's nothing padded here, folks. There's nothing extra here. These are just down and dirty programs that are plugged in that are necessary for the functioning of this network. No glitz, no glamour, no padding, nothing to strip away. It is constructed and it has been maintained as being close to the vest as humanly possible. And here's the bottom line. Either we get some help I mean, or we go off the air. I mean, it's your choice. It's not my choice. The situation is laying that away, as a friend of mine used to say. Walter in Louisiana. Hello, Walter.
Hello, John and Ron.
Hi.
Hi, Walter.
It's the first time I think I've called in, and I've been only listening to you for a little while. But
how did you find out about us, Walter?
Well, I knew about RBN before, but I've got a satellite system, and I guess I picked you up off of my satellite.
Well, okay.
And you had a few weeks ago, you had a real good interview with Tex Mars, and I said, man, I have to get that. So I subscribed to the archives.
Good.
But I'm going to probably send you a donation there, too. That question you asked about, 40 minutes ago, you answered it. The problem with the country here is these international banking establishments.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could use the name Zionist, but, you know, they don't like this. People don't like to hear that. But that's the problem. And you probably know it. You know, they control everything here. The banking establishment controls just about everything. And so they're leading us down that trail to ruin is what it looks like to me.
You know, and the politicians are using this word taxation. And, you know, the people don't need to be taxed anymore. Well, by the very nature, and Ron, you can speak to this, by the very nature of this funny money system we have, can it be looked at that we're actually paying a tax on what they're offering us as being money?
Oh, absolutely. And you'll see the income tax is defined as an excise tax or a use tax. So it's a use of the product of the Federal Reserve that you're paying a tax on. That's the bottom line of it, and that's what makes you a taxpayer.
Well, and you know, I would prefer that I'd be given an honest money system that was non-interest bearing, and then we could stop all this falderal. Wouldn't that be a simple solution to this, Ron?
Well, the main solution is the people own their money. If you own your money, no one can have a say in what you do with it, inclusive of paying a tax on it, unless you get into a specific contract.
And
see, we don't own our money. With that gold coin in your pocket, you were the owner of it. You had absolute ownership of it.
Yeah, but
they couldn't touch it.
But according to Ben Shalom Bernanke, that's just an asset. Ron Paul asked him, is gold money? And he said, it's an asset. And there's kind of a tradition, I guess. He said there was a tradition that, you know, one could, I guess, view that as being money. But he didn't expound on that. Now,
yeah, well, in this country, lawful tender is money, and that's under that Mint Act. It's not just the commodity gold. It's the lawful tender, which is the money of accounts, still the money of accounts of every state and of the United States. And this is where the deceptive practices come in. Our state of California is not allowed to accept Federal Reserve notes. There's no law, there's no authority for it happening. Yet, if you go to the Treasury of the state of California, you'll see credits and debits in Federal Reserve systems.
Well, they've adopted the system they've been given. I mean, we're all doing commerce under the fiat money system, and that has to stop. It's that blatantly simple. It's that easy.
And the other big taboo is having a central bank or having a one system, money system. That is so insane. You should have 50 systems out there.
Yeah.
If one fails, the other 49 keep going. You'll never have a problem.
Well, and you see, that was one of the reasons why we had to have a standard and a Federal Reserve, because there were too many ups and downs in the markets, too many banks out there just doing maybe funny stuff, and they were underfunded, or, you know, how the drill goes. I am not against a national currency. I'm not against a national currency. I am against one that is privately owned by the monopoly, by the international banksta gangsters, and basically destroying this country by way of interest.
That's right, John. And I want to mention this. As a civilian, say you take a loan out at a bank and you've got to pay back, with the interest, and say you can't make the loan payment, and you work out a deal where they say, well, just pay the interest for a while. Hmm. Okay, you keep doing that. Say you do that a few times, and then you come up and tell the bank, well, look, I can't even pay the interest. Well, that's what's happening to our country right now. We'll keep borrowing and borrowing, and they keep adding those trillions upon trillions and trillions. Pretty soon, as we go deeper into this depression, the monies that are coming in, and the government's going to say, well, we can't even pay the interest. So, in other words, further on down the line, they won't have to have a meeting of Congress to decide what to do. This thing will come to a screeching halt by itself.
Well, and at that point in time, you just might as well sign everything over to the bankers.
That's about right.
For surety on the money owed.
And then they'll come in and buy, they'll buy it probably even to the states and cities and everything on pennies on the dollar. And so they'll be selling their soul to Lucifer. You know, that's what they're in for anyhow.
A lot has been laid at the devil's door. I don't even think the devil was that stupid. Hey, Walter, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Okay, John.
All righty, sir.
Bye-bye.
You know, I think this should be a national movement. It really should be that everybody just get it in their heads to understand what the International Banking Cartel has done and its member 12 criminals inside this country. I'm sorry, the 12 Federal Reserve banks, including the one up in New York, that we just dump this private monopoly.
Yeah.
We get rid of it. It's that simple. Now, where the political problems, Ron, and I'm sure you've considered this one, where the political problems are going to come in on the people in Congress and in the White House explaining to the bankers why we're doing this. Now, there's going to be a lot of end political careers, but you know what? I don't care, because what we're discussing here is literally the end of this country as we know it. I mean, and all over this stupid 1913 Federal Reserve Banking Act. That's where the problems really started in this country.
You know, I have a theory that if Americans don't panic, if that dollar drops to having no value at all, and if the American people don't panic but use those currency regardless, of course we will not have imports into this country anymore, but we could still negotiate our deals with this devalued currency within the country. We would have to start at grassroots again and redevelop our products and everything else in this country. But I think we could get by it if something like that were to happen.
Well, and here's a message from Mr. Ron Paul. Isn't that the funny Congress guy from Texas that's running for president? Man. He writes, he says, today, the Republican presidential candidate, Ron Paul, issued a statement outlining his position to the debt ceiling and the deal struck between the White House and Congress. He says, while it's good to see serious debate about the debt crisis, he said he can't support the reported deal on raising the nation's debt ceiling. I have never voted to raise the debt ceiling and never will. This deal will reportedly, and this is what they're pushing, cut spending by only slightly over $900 billion over 10 years. But we will have a $1.6 trillion deficit after this year alone, meaning those meager cuts will do nothing to solve our unsustainable spending problem. He says, in fact, this bill will never balance the budget. Instead, it will add untold trillions of dollars to our deficit. This also assumes the cuts are real cuts and not the same old Washington smoke and mirrors game of spending less than originally projected so you can claim the difference as a cut. This plan also calls for the formation of a deficit commission, which will accomplish nothing outside of providing Congress and the White House with another way to abdicate responsibility. And he is right. He is absolutely 100% right. Ron Paul, the guy that will not be president in 2012. Or maybe he will. Maybe everybody's going to have enough of this and just say, well, why don't we give the old doctor a chance?
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TerraVim.com.
Ron Paul says that I got to get you to work on that fade, dear. Yeah, I was talking to you. Ron Paul goes on to say, he says, you know, what should bother Americans most is under the cover of this debt ceiling circus, we learned from a recent GAO one-time limited audit that the Federal Reserve pumped $16 trillion into American and foreign banks over a three-year period. To put that in perspective, our entire national debt is $14.5 trillion, and our annual deficit will be about $1.6 trillion, and that's going to keep adding. We've been fighting in Congress these past few weeks over raising our debt ceiling by $2 trillion, an amount the Fed secretly gave away to just one big bank. Now, you know, what is it going? Does a house have to fall on these people in Washington, D.C.? They can hear us out here. They know what we've been saying. They know what the problem is, but they will not address it. Is there some way we can force the Congress critters out of office? Either you take care of this illegal, unconstitutional act that was done almost a century ago to destroy this country, or will you just resign from office and get the hell out of town? And do it with enough supporting, I don't know what you'd call it, enough support that... You know, I was watching the Congress critters today, Ron, and a couple of people in the galley start disrupting. Well, you would have thought that somebody yelled, atomic bomb. They all stopped and they all stared. Now, they know that people are pissed off. They are angry. They know that a lot of Americans have caught on to the political little shell game. They know that more people have caught on to why we're actually in debt, and that these people, these enablers of the debt, called the Congress critters, using that open-ended checkbook known as the Federal Reserve, they're not about ready to bite the hand that fed them. Notice I said fed in past tense. That is not going to feed them for too much longer. The system is imploding, and there is no way to stop it. And on top of all the insult to injury, Ron, what do the politicians keep saying? Well, we need to get back to the business of creating jobs in this country. And again, it is not the government's job to create jobs. They do not create jobs. They do hell holes, money pits. This is what they do. The government does not do business. They do not turn a profit. They should not be involved in business at all. Or Absolutely. Better still, they should not be out there, Ron, hampering people doing business. We know how to do business. Get the hell out of our way. We're the ones that are going to be providing the jobs for our fellow Americans. We're the innovators. We're the thinkers. We're the doers. We're the workers. You've reduced us into tax-paying idiots with no recourse whatsoever except to march up to Washington, D.C. and unask your lazy self out of Congress and Senate. I mean, is that what it's going to take? And you know what kept running through my mind as this little disruption in the Congress was taking place, and they were taken aback from it. Everybody in that place was staring, and then the Speaker of the House was, you know, oh, get the security, get them out of here, get them. What if millions of people start surrounding the Congress and they don't let you out of that little house? What are you going to do then? You people are playing with fire. You've played with our lives. You destroyed our country. You've destroyed our future. And you think you're going to get off scot-free? Do you think a few political platitudes and casting a vote is going to get you out of this responsibility? Look, you sought the office. Now deal with it and do the right thing. If not, pack up your stuff and get the hell out. It's as simple as that.
You know, John, I look at a place like Detroit that you were talking about earlier. Oh. There's 700,000 people in Detroit, and for a large group of people, why don't they collectively do something for their area to attract tourism or do something? What happened to Americans? When did they stop being motivated to get off their duffs and do something for themselves?
You know when that happened? When they stopped doing that? And Detroit is a classic example. It is probably one of the best examples that you could offer up on the table. And that's when you start securing people with entitlements and safety nets and programs that does nothing but stifle creativity, that does nothing that turns viable potential human beings to work honestly and hard every day, not to be ripped off by their government, but to be able to keep what they earn. This is not the lesson, the abject lesson that has been given to Detroiters over how many years. It is this perpetual nanny state that somehow the government gets involved in the system, in free enterprise system, to give people a fair shake or to give them a break. Yeah, Washington, give me a break. Give me honest money back and get the hell out of our way. We'll fix our own problems. We'll earn our own daily bread. We've done it before. We'll do it again. It's that simple.
Yeah, it is.
And then the fight started. We'll take the break here. 800-313-9443. Folks, we're living day by day. Day by day. Call the network with your donations. Damn it, I want to hear these phones ringing today. I don't care if you pledge $5. 800-724-2719. Otherwise, we're going to be out of here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I just got a call from an angry man. He says, I'm 92 years old. He says, I've been waiting 2 months to hear the damn number to call into the network. He said, I want you to repeat that number 10 times before you get off the air today. Okay, here it is. 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. And if you will do me a favor, Ms. Producer, take this extension here, reverse this back. I'll just do it on the regular phone here, 4122, and just reverse that and take that man's information. I don't want to make this old man angry at me again. 800-724-2719. Whew, he was angry. Where the hell do I send the money? I've been waiting 2 months. Okay, I got it. And you know what? And to be honest with you folks, I don't like doing this, and maybe I don't put out that number as often as I should. And if you notice, I don't tell you my name 25 times during a two-hour broadcast, because I pretty much figured out that, you know, you're going to be there for the top of the hour, the first hour, at least the top of the hour, the second hour, and I tell you what the name of the show is, and I tell you my name. I don't give you my name 92 times during the show because, you know what, this is not about promoting me. I am just one man. I am doing a job here. Nothing special, just in the fight like you are. Mark in Texas. Let me take Mark here. Hello, Mark.
I still like the sign that was put up at the original Tea Party rally, and it said, "Stop the looting, start prosecuting." That is the quickest phrase, the most simplistic reasoning to put a stop to this. You know, we've had, this country has been seriously ill for a long time, and it's been misdiagnosed with its problems. And right now, we're fairly terminal. And who do we got up where, who do we got up there as a doctor? A bunch of gall darn Jack Kevorkians.
That's true.
The only thing they're doing is pulling the plug. They're not doing anything. All they're doing, John and Ron, is they're shuffling the money that was supposed to go to us that we paid for, some of it, to corporations. That's all they're doing. When they do this medical care, gentlemen, when the government finally takes over this medical care in 2014.
Ron, can you do me a favor? Excuse me one second, Mark.
Sure.
Ron, can you do me a favor, take over the show for a few minutes?
Sure.
Thank
sure.
you.
Go on, Mark.
When the government takes, when government takes over this medical care, they're just going to be management services. It's corporate welfare for the businesses. When your business right now has to negotiate and try to find insurance for their 50, 500, 5 employees makes no difference. That takes time. Plus, they don't want to have any injuries. Don't you understand? Because if they do, guess what? Their premiums go up. They would rather not have that. So with the government taking it over, it's corporate welfare is all it is. It's not the government doing this to go. They're in bed with these yahoos. They're taking the responsibility away from them. Now, a business, when they buy the insurance, you can pretty much do what you want when you're not at work and still have medical coverage. When the government takes it over, it's going to be 24/7. They're going to run every inch of your life, every stinking inch. You will not have the freedom to do anything, folks. You will be tagged. You will be categorized. It's...
Well, you know, this is the... Go back to David Rockefeller. We need to control the common herd. And this has been the... And you're right on point. This is probably the last part of the fall of the American citizen, is when you see him regulated to every extent, including his health. It's doomsday for Americans.
And God bless the churches here in America, the legitimate ones. But the ones that ain't, the ones that are part of this corporate structure, Ron, food stamps, Section 8 housing, Ron, that's corporate welfare.
Yeah.
That takes the responsibility away from the churches where it was supposed to be the whole time.
Well, you know, churches have backed out. I mean, they cannot discuss political matters up at the pulpit. So they're what are they doing? What function are they doing in our society? If it, you know, I have a belief that the highest religion is truth. You won't get truth in at the pulpit of a church today. Where have we gone wrong here?
I think what it is they're all corporations. They're shifting money around. It's a shell game, like everybody's been saying, but it truly is. But the problem is they've already stole from us left and right. Our own representatives have already stole from us left and right, and they've shuffled it into business, which ain't none of their business. I said my piece. My blood pressure's got to be getting high by now.
Okay, Mark.
I hope John had a chance to talk to the 92-year-old.
Well, I think he's probably getting an earful right now.
So, too. Ron, take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Bye.
Do we have anyone else on the line? Is, okay.
Put my mic up. Okay. There we go.
Okay. You're back, John. Did you get an earful?
Yeah, I'm answering calls here. One of the volunteers or one of the part-time employees went to the bank. And I can't even get her on the phone. I'm telling her to get back here to answer the damn phones.
Ah.
At any rate, Lee in Georgia. Hello, Lee.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I brought some quotes here real quick that it will touch on what you were talking about as far as the debt goes and something else you were talking about. You know, the American people, you know, are they not seeing how their rights and everything are being stripped away from them? And I think these quotes really touch on both of these issues. And then my own personal observation. Two quotes from Thomas Jefferson. I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of people under the pretense of taking care of them. Also, with respect to future debt, would it not be wise and just for that nation to declare in the Constitution they are forming that neither the legislature nor the nation itself can validly contract more debt than they may pay within their own age? Then in a letter to his wife, Abigail, John Adams said, "Your description of the distress of the worthy inhabitants of Boston and the other seaport towns is enough to melt a heart of stone. A consolidation must be this, my dear, that cities may be rebuilt and a people reduced to poverty may acquire fresh property. But a constitution of government once changed from freedom can never be restored. Liberty once lost is lost forever. And when the people once surrender their share in the legislature and their right of defending the limitations upon the government and the resisting every encroachment upon them, they can never regain it." So how do we protect ourselves, our families, our property, our wealth from the legislature and defend the limitations and secure the limitations on government and resist the encroachment upon our personal lives? Simple. Thomas Jefferson and James Madison both spelled out very clearly, "No free man shall be debarred the use of arms. The strangest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves from tyranny and government." That was Jefferson. And Madison said the ultimate authority resides in the people alone. The advantage of being armed, which the American possesses over the people of almost every other nation, forms a barrier against the enterprises of ambition. And then Samuel Adams said, "Among the natural rights of the colonists are these. First, the right to life. Secondly, a life to liberty. And thirdly, to property, together with the right to defend them in the best manner they can." Now, with that, here's a quote from Thomas Jefferson in 1802 when he said, "I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered." And then John Adams says, "There are two ways to conquer and enslave a nation. One is by the sword. The other is by debt." Now, here's my personal observation. They will raise the debt ceiling. They will raise taxes. And they will continue to kick this can down the road because, after all, this is nothing but another financial bailout. Mm-hmm. And the corporation known as the federal government of the United States is just too big to allow to fail. And I'll listen off air. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Right on. Yeah. And the handmaidens are the federal government, the corporation, the banks, the corporation, and the corporation. They're all involved in commerce. And they have destroyed this country. They have destroyed it. And I mean, folks, do you really have time to ponder and reflect and go down that rabbit hole on some of these issues? You know, my thing, Ron, I said the other day about companies. You know, in this country, people, they wanted to, one of their motivations, yeah, was to make money. But a lot of these entrepreneurs, they were just happy to be in an environment that they could create a product for sale. And they took great pride in craftsmanship and their products. You know, it wasn't about just making a buck. And that's what is the underlying real driver behind corporations is constant growth, constant dividends to their shareholders, constant growth, constant this, constant that. In this country, we used to have companies that manufactured products. Many companies competed with each other to bring markets, to products to the markets. And there's a couple different ways that you were successful in this country, that you gave a good value on the product that you were selling. And that's, of course, assuming that the people wanted the product in the first place. Well, to even make it even better than that, that you had two competing companies that would keep the cost lowered, still deliver that quality product, and they would compete with each other. Corporations do not do this. They are, they're monopolistic. They're dominators. They are destroyers. They destroy their competition. They don't invite competition because it serves the buying public better. That's not the thought. And we had companies. Remember the time that we talked about companies and not corporations. And these corporations are now transnational, and they don't give a damn about people in Saipan. They don't care about people in the United States. They don't care about people in the Philippines or China or India or any place else. They don't care. I care.
Well, you know, this is all part of that National Industrial Recovery Act. Collectivism over individualism. You know, the time of the man making the better mousetrap is all gone.
Well, according to them. But yeah, you know what? Now it's time to build a better mousetrap to trap them.
Yes. Yeah. And the tools they use, Lee said the tools they use, inflation and deflation.
Yep.
If you allow anyone to control inflation and deflation over a currency system, you've lost everything at that point, because you only become a subject to it at that point. You're at the whims of who's ever in control.
You become a spectator along the sidelines. You have been relegated to being a spectator, not somebody that's involved in the process of doing business and, you know, making that product and bringing it to market and creating jobs and creating lives for people. You know, I mean, some people have argued that, you know, we should scrap all this crap and just go back to the agrarian society. Well, maybe they're right. But I can tell you one thing, that we are under imminent threat in this country, and it all is spawned by what, Ron?
The dishonest money system.
Woo, brother, you said a mouthful.
Yeah.
Henry,
no, I think,
I'm sorry.
I think Lee was correct. I think there nothing's going to change. It's going to raise the debt ceiling, and it's just going to continue the way it's going.
Well, and until it's going to continue until we limit the options of these Congress critters.
Yes.
And we have got to find a way to get to these people. I don't want to threaten them with violence. I don't want to threaten them with millions of people bashing down barriers that Homeland Security will try to erect and try to shoot the unruly crowds. I don't want to usher in martial law, because that will make a lot of these criminals in Washington, D.C. smile like the Cheshire Cat, because they were part and parcel in setting up the police state. I don't want to give them that. I want to limit the options that these Congress critters have, and do it in such a way that they had better pay attention or their gig is up. Now, you fill in the blanks. You figure out what that means. I know what I mean. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello. Well, if you had a couple of million people there with guns, I could tell you right now, they wouldn't have enough Homeland Security or FBI or anything else to stop it. They don't even have enough to stop that filth coming over the border. So how are they going to stop a 3 million or 4 million army?
Well, I don't know. You want to try it?
Yeah, it's not so easy, you know, really.
Yeah. Well, Henry, what did you have on your mind today besides
that? Well, two things. There was something I wanted to talk about briefly. There's an article in Wednesday, the 27th of July, in the International Tribune. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says here, quote, "A disturbing and growing intolerance across Europe for Muslims and other immigrants from Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. Inflammatory rhetoric is increasingly tolerated, and anti-immigrant and anti-Islamic parties are getting stronger, notably in northern European countries." And I won't go through the whole thing, but apparently this guy Breivik had fans on his blog site, even from America. And what I see is that with you talking about these globalists and the bankers and everything, you've got Angela Merkel now saying that this multiculturalism is a failure. Yet I'm also still hearing that the dollar went up above even the euro. Mm-hmm. So apparently Robert Chapman is right. There is some war going on, inner war, that they don't want ready for the dollar to collapse. So you're talking about this money stuff. apparently they're going to just keep doing what they're doing. They're going to just, they could print out more money than Thor. I mean, they will just keep printing and funding Israel and funding these wars.
Well, and Henry, let me just throw in something here. That I don't care what Merkel does. I don't care what Sarkozy does in France. I don't care what she does in Germany. I don't care what they do in China. I don't care what they do in India. I don't care what they do in Russia. I don't care what they do in the Middle East. Okay. I care about what we do here.
Okay.
And by example, what we should do is clean house of these rats that have infested and dirtied and sullied our little home, namely the bankers.
Right.
Now, what this is going to do, it is going to cause a major headache for these transnational corporations. Because how do you do business in this country? How do you have trade agreements if a country's got an honest currency and everybody else doesn't?
Uh-huh. Ah, that's interesting.
Turn the tide on these people. Beat them at their own stupid little game.
Yeah. Well, one thing, though. You said you're not against the currency.
National currency. If it's backed by silver.
Right. But I think that, you see, you'll still bleed and slide over into what you have in 1913. I think what you're really going to have to do is do what Switzerland had in 1900, which this country did, too, is you're just going to have only physical gold and silver coin.
Well, that's okay to do. But herein lies the big Mac Daddy that the Congress critters are kicking down the road right now.
What?
It's called the accumulated debt. What do you tell these bankers?
Well, first of all right, you're talking about the $10 trillion debt?
I'm talking about the system itself. It's the disease that's infecting the body. It's what's killing us.
Right, but it's this debt that the interest that you have on this paper money, right?
Right.
That's what you're talking about?
Well,
according to your Constitution, though, by the way, you mentioned if the Congress that did do something, a bill against that.
Okay, stay on your point.
All right, I'm going to explain to you. There was a Republican Congress in 2006 that did pass a bill that, I forgot what it's called, but it's abbreviated initials that would eliminate the paper money currency, and it wasn't covered.
Mm.
And there's a website on it. I forgot what it's called. I gave it to somebody on your network.
Okay.
It's something.org. All
right.
Now, the other thing is what you mentioned about the debt. The money is not real. So, therefore, the debt that you have is not real. There have been people, and I saw this source somewhere, where they have credit card debts, they have mortgages, and that's because of the banks made a mistake. They have special paperwork to prove that mortgage or that credit card was created out of thin air to begin with.
Well, then what they do is they assign you a credit line. You have created and you can't use the term money, you've created the credit line by putting your John Hancock on a contract.
But they proved this in court, and the judge wrote it off.
Well,
it wasn't real money.
Well, okay.
And they kept the house.
Well,
they kept whatever they have with it.
And that may work. I've heard of that happening before.
It's happened a lot of times, but you have to find the right paperwork and right stuff.
You
got to
find the right judge too.
Well, that's true too. But what I'm saying is that if it works there, then it also can work on the national debt. I heard William Cooper discuss this.
Yeah. Well,
the debt is not real because the money is not real. Constitution.
Okay. All right, Henry. Are you going to get 535 Congress critters to read off that same page? They will turn this into a political issue. They will argue for their slavery. Well, not necessarily theirs, ours. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve. Steve, are you there? There we go. Yeah.
Hi. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm seeing an awful lot of people on street corners with signs, and I'm not talking about the average everyday bum. I'm talking about people that I know used to be gainfully employed. I mean, John, just recently, driving through a fairly well-to-do neighborhood between Akron and Cleveland, I noticed one corner, and on each corner there was a person there with a sign begging for money.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing this more and more everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting bad. I mean, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, John and Ron, are you guys familiar with the comments by Jim Rogers?
on bringing the congressional critters home?
No.
No.
Okay, what he wants to do, he says, you know, when the country was first founded, it made sense to send people to Washington because there was no phones, there was no nothing. So they had to go there. Why today are we sending our Congress people to Washington, D.C.? They should be home with the people. And do you think the laws would be different if all of these people that are out there, you know, bothering our Congress people, bribing them and doing all this stuff, if they had to go to 535 different congressional areas, do you think that they would be successful in basically bribing our Congress?
Yeah, you just have more lobbyists. If they've got to cover more ground, you just have more lobbyists.
Yeah, but here's the deal, though, John. We would be able to keep an eye on our Congress people instead of having them sitting in their Washington offices. We don't know what they're doing there. Bring them home.
Well,
bring the senators home.
And I'm amazed that Jim Rogers, and I do not trust Rogers any more than I can throw him and his money around. But does Mr. Rogers forget about the amendment that made the Senate a popular elected seat in Washington, D.C.? It used to be that they used to be that they were sent to Washington, D.C. as kind of ambassadors from the state. And when they did not do, and they got kind of sidetracked and they kind of got into funny business in Washington, D.C., they weren't doing the express constitutional bidding of the state, they were recalled. And that doesn't mean they were brought home to their state, their respective states, to be scolded by somebody. It means they were replaced. They've turned this thing into a political game by making the Senate a popular elected seat.
Yeah, and what they've done is they've changed the rules of the game. It used to be we had a constitution that the government had to follow. Now, there is no constitution. We might as well forget it. George Bush was right, George W. He said, you know, the Constitution is nothing but a
GD piece of paper.
And that's basically what we have now. They're not following it at all.
No, they're not. They'll give lip service when it's politically expedient for them to do so. Steve, thank you for your call. Let me squeeze one more in here. And I'm going to invite you people because we're going to have people manning the phones here. Just because I go off the air here in a few minutes doesn't mean that there isn't going to be somebody here answering the phone. No, I'm not going to let you go that easy. 800-724-2719. And for my angry 92-year-old friend, 800-724-2719. Call. There'll be people manning the phones. Barry in California, got about 30 seconds, Barry.
Just real quick, if I'm unemployment, I'm unemployed and collecting unemployment. If I can buy Deanna's book, she did a thing Friday, read books, people buy them, she'll donate the money to your cause.
That's correct.
So if I'm unemployed, and if I can do that, people can donate $5, $10, $15, $20.
They sure
Secondly,
could.
Secondly, real quick, Officer Jack is rewriting Vampire 2000. I asked him Saturday.
Hallelujah! We'll go to work distributing it to all of our law enforcement friends out there. Ron McDonald, thank you, my friend, for being here with us today.
Thank you, John.
All righty, sir. 800-724-2719. Donate now.
The next round of the